For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team split with Minnesota last weekend. Well, back to CCHA play against St. Thomas this week, joined by All-Around Captain Austin Jopie. Third period last Thursday, entire game last Saturday. What did you like most about what you saw out of your guys?
I think the biggest thing for me was our depth. All four lines kind of knew what their role was, and we all played really well and just kept rolling shift by shift. So I think building on top of the first shift into the next was kind of the best thing that I saw out of our group.
Coaching staff, for lack of a better term, may have challenged some guys. Certainly worked. You personally, because I don't want you to talk for anybody else in that room, but you personally, when a coach has challenged you in the past, how do you respond to it?
A lot of guys respond in different ways. A lot of guys go extra work in the gym, go extra work on the ice. A lot of guys take time, worry about their diets and what they're doing off the ice. But for me personally, I kind of like going mental with it. Just kind of digging into what's causing me to lack effort or lack play well, like well play. So I kind of dig into my brain a little bit and go after it that way.
When you got a goalie like Matias and what he was doing for you last week, how much confidence does that give everybody on the ice?
Yeah, a lot, obviously. It starts obviously back with him on the defense side of things, keeping the puck out of the net. So when he's playing that well, it sends a really good vibe throughout the defense up to the forwards.
Saturday night, leading shot blocker, Vince Corcoran. Usually that's Tony Fulmer's job. Vinny's not the biggest guy. What is it about him that he can just, size doesn't seem to hinder his play whatsoever?
Yeah, it never really has. Ever since he's gotten here, he's a tank, actually, for how like tall he is. But, man, he's really built strong. And I think he moves really well on his feet, which helps him get into shot lanes. And he's got a long stick, obviously. We preach that on our D. So he's taken that into consideration. He plays really well with his stick.
Your fans certainly got hyped up for last week. It's understandable. I'm sure you guys did to a certain extent, but you're back to work right away. How long did you savor a win, and at what point did you turn the page?
Yeah, I think probably Sunday morning we were still a little high on energy and a little fired up over the win, but by Sunday night we were preparing for Monday and what we had coming up this weekend, which is huge conference games for us, and we need a big one. So we're playing a really good team, and I think we just need to prepare starting Monday. So ever since Monday, right when we got to the rink, we were ready to go.
What do you remember about previous games with St. Thomas? Because there haven't been that many of them. There's, quite honestly, no moments really just stick in my head of playing them. So what do you remember about the Tommies?
I don't think, don't quote me on this, but I don't think there's ever been a blowout between either one of us. So I think that's kind of what sticks out to me, is every game's really tight and we play really well against each other. So it's going to be a battle this weekend.
What's the difference playing the Gophers, playing for points?
Playing for points matters more at the end of the year. That's a big difference for me. The Gophers, obviously, you're playing for your fans, and obviously that you're playing a top team in the nation, so you can get up for that one good. But obviously our conference, you get up for every game really well and get ready to go, because it's big points on the line every night.
Best of luck.
Thank you.